Teddy Geiger was a teen heartthrob with soulful blue eyes and an acoustic guitar. In her 20s, she stepped out of the spotlight and started writing hits for other pop stars like One Direction and Shawn Mendes. Last year, she publicly came out as transgender, and now she has an album of songs that she wrote, performed in her own voice.
It's just me in a room, basically, is the idea.
And where you fall, and where you are free.
These are personal songs about her own experience, things she wouldn't ask other artists to sing.
Stones for the cemetery.
It's really just all about me, and it kind of, there's a little more room to just explore and, like, go down rabbit holes and, like, mumble stuff into a microphone and, like, lose track of time and not feel like, oh, there's somebody here, and, like, let's make sure we're taking care of other people.
You wrote a lot of this over years, mostly before you transitioned.
Yes.
And so does it feel like these songs describe your current psychological, emotional, physical state of being, or do they describe a person who's no longer really here?
The latter. They definitely are speaking more to my state of mind before, and I don't think I could have finished it without having come out, just because it took that to, like, really go back and reflect and be like, oh, okay, that's what these are all about.
Give me an example.
The real one, I guess, is Liliana.
Where does it go, Liliana? Is it?
Well, it's just me talking to the feminine side that's buried, and I'm kind of allowing to come out in these, like, little spurts here and there, not really understanding what that is and, like, talking to it and also being, like, a little ashamed of it and, like, or maybe very ashamed of it and just trying to, like, wrap my head around what all of that is.
Where does the name Liliana come from?
Basically, me going online and, like, being a woman online in this, like, very secretive way.
Girls in every mind, that child is gone away from me. Where has he gone? They ain't gonna take me.
So many people who come out as trans make a really sharp break from the person that they were before. You've instead chosen to take these songs that you wrote before you came out and perform them now. Why not just put it in a box and say, that's the past, I'm now going to start something new?
I think just because it's a part of who I am, and to kind of, like, close off that chapter is important for me. I mean, like, I'm proud of the songs, and I love these songs, so it's, I kind of just want to let them live their life.
One of the sort of darker, more anguished songs on the album is Get Me High.
I should wait by my tongue, even now, looking down.
I was smoking a lot of cigarettes and weed for years, and it got to the point where it wasn't doing kind of what it used to. Kind of like keeping the emotions at bay. And the day that I came out to my close friends and family as trans and was like, hey, I want to explore, like, what this means and see a gender therapist and maybe take hormones, the day that I came out and kind of like accepted all of that and expressed it and like let go of that shame attached to it, you know, a few days later I thought about smoking again and was like, oh my God, I never want to smoke again.
I know a lot of transgender women have a complicated relationship with their voice because they feel like their voice doesn't sound like the feminine self that they identify as.
Yep.
And as a singer, your voice is front and center.
I know.
So how's that relationship going?
It's kind of weird. I've been working on my talking voice a lot, and it goes up and down. But it's something that you have to work on if you want it to change. It's like a lot of the other things. When you're on hormones, things change, and you don't really have to, like, try. But the two things that you have to, like, put in a lot of work for, I guess, is body hair, like facial hair and all of that, removing that, and changing your voice if you want it to change, which I definitely do. And singing, yeah, singing's weird. Like, even these songs, you know, I have to sing them a certain way.
Do you hope that over time you'll actually change the key to the songs and be able to sing them in a different register?
I don't know. I mean, at a certain point, it's probably, like, write new songs.
Yeah. I was a soldier under the despite, born in the summer. Tell me about the first single you released from this album. It's called I Was in a Cult.
Came really fast. It was one of those songs that just like kind of pops out. But it's basically like about any time like you're trying to fit who you are into this smaller space. You're kind of having to play by the rules, but you're really this other thing. When you feel free of that, like the first day of summer vacation, or like if you're in a bad relationship, when you're finally out of that relationship or whatever that thing is, it's like those moments where you get that freedom and you get this whole other level of space that you can explore. And that also obviously relates to what I've been going through now with the transition and having all this room for me to express all the things I've wanted to express.
Teddy, thank you so much for talking with us about your new album and about your transition.
Yay. Thank you for having me on the show.
Teddy Geiger's new album is Liliana.